Well, good morning. How are you all this morning? You're pretty good. You should be especially good because I hear you get to take a bath in church. No, he says. Yeah. Do you ever worry about anything? Do you worry? Not me, she says. I don't worry. Do you worry about anything? You do worry about things. When you get up in the morning, do you worry that you're going to put on the right clothes? Do you worry that your friends are going to yell at you? Do you worry that you might have to have broccoli for supper? That's what I worry about. Yeah, sometimes we worry a little bit. Well, good morning. I was worried that you weren't going to come. Worry. You probably don't have a lot to worry about. You probably worry a little. Do you ever worry about getting your homework done? Yes. Yeah, I hear from you all the time about your homework. Yeah. All right. Well, I want to tell you a story about my little girl. When she was probably about Coco's age, we were coming home at night down our long road where we used to live. It was a long 4-mile rock road. No pavement, out to the church in the middle of nowhere. And that night, it was snowing and sleeting. And we're driving down the road in my old car, down the road and bouncing over the road. And then all of a sudden, the car kind of went. And it stopped. And my little girl, Megan, said she was not happy. It was cold outside, and she was a worrier. And she said, Dad, what happened? Did you run out of gas? And I said, don't worry, honey, it's all okay. Dad, did you run out of gas? Yes, dear. And I had to jump out of the car, and I had pushed the car the last half mile up to our driveway, and I pushed it up there, and we stopped. And I thought everything was okay. So the next week, we were coming down the road, and Megan kept sitting forward in her seat, and she said, Dad, is there enough gas? And almost every time we got in the car, she kept worrying about whether there was enough gas. And we'd be driving down the road, and she'd say, Dad, there's a gas station. She was so worried that we were going to be out of gas. It took a long time, actually years, for her to quit asking me if we had enough gas in the car. Do you know what finally got her to stop asking me the question? I quit run what? Yes, I ran out of gas. Nope, I say, what happened was, eventually, I quit running out of gas. And so, over time, after a while, she finally decided that Dad wasn't going to run out of gas anymore, that Dad was going to remember to stop at the Chevron station and fill it up, although I think even to this day, she secretly peeks around to check. But over time, she finally trusted that I wouldn't put gas in the car. Well, in our gospel lesson for today, Jesus says, don't worry about tomorrow. There's trouble enough for today. And over and over again, Jesus says in that text, don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to wear or where you're going to live, because I will be with you. Somehow, we learn to trust God. And so we don't worry that God isn't going to be with us or that God's going to go away from us. We know because God is always there and that God always does what God says, that we can trust God. And so we don't have to worry because God will be there. So, be sure this afternoon when you get into your parents' car to trust that there's enough gas to get home. We don't have snow in Hawaii. Show off. You're right, but you could get rained in. Did you ever think of that? Think about it. But trust God. Okay. When it rained all day, I know. Would you like to be stuck in that? No.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.